Hey folks, this is the Novice Elitist again. This is totally not a redo of a Wonder Woman pilot commentary we already have done.
Yeah, fucked it up.
Yeah, this one was drunk.
The old one was,
sure you were. So, if none of you know what this is, and you're just like, what, there was a Wonder Woman pilot? Back in 2011, Warner Brothers decided to do another, I guess they wanted to do another Smallville or whatever, or this time, it actually isn't Smallville, surprisingly, unless we would have gotten, like, flashbacks to her past, but Wonder Woman is in modern times. She seems to be well-established, actually, in this world,
mm-hmm.
And she runs, well, let's just say something, there's a lot of modernization of her. You'll see what we mean if you want to watch along with us. This can only be viewed online. The pilot was shot. Keep in mind, though, that there are some maybe makeup effects, some special effects failures. There's a fight scene where you'll see wires. Don't let that affect your opinion of this. Although, like, makeup production and whatnot shouldn't affect
your opinion. Finished,
so. Yeah, and it was a pilot, and it was an unaired one. And whether that was, like, the beta pilot or, like, and they could have done, like, a shot of actual pilot, could have been completely different.
It seems like they probably just would have cleaned this one up and
replaced
it.
Yeah, maybe. Though the costume, I still think it looks bad, even though, like, if that was what they were going to go use, yeesh.
I would hope that's not what they're going to use, but
I have no idea. So, again, this is not an in-depth story analysis or whatnot. This may be a little biased, I don't know, but again, we're just the bottom of the barrel dudes, hence why we're called Novice Elitists. We're not top-tiered people.
Let's get this started here.
Yeah, so anyway, so the preamble's over. So when you can find this online, we're on Daily Motion.
Yeah, not the best copy and ad.
Yeah, a lot of ads, especially that one with Life of Brian. But that was an ingenious ad, though. It was like an ad for a Latin website.
Yeah, lots of Inhumans ads.
Yeah, that's dated.
To early date this podcast, yeah.
Yeah, and
it was timeless before.
Well, there was another one, I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, and also a Defenders review ad.
Oh, yeah, from Comixology somewhere?
I don't know, just some dude do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's give them all ad time.
Yeah, we're all giving them ad time. But anyway, so whether you can find this or not, you can only find this online. Find it, get it to zero or whatever. We're at 6 seconds because there's just 6 seconds of blackness.
Yeah.
But just get
ready
to
start till it's 0.8.
Yeah. At least for us on Daily Motion. But if you can find it at zero, get it to sync with this video, that's fine. So everybody, as Geekvolution would say, everybody please press play right now.
There we go.
So what is
this? Property of Warner Brothers TV.
Yeah, again, ignore the
CS2
4/28/11, which is most likely April 23rd, 2011. That's not when this was made. That was when this was released. So it could have been made, like, in late 2010 or summer 2010.
Mom looks really pissed off when it starts. She's like, open it.
Well, really angry. 18 years of, like...
Yeah, it's just like, I want him out.
Of raising this child and all her hard work basically
just to get him
paying off
door.
Basically, yeah.
Well, he looks like he's gonna tear up.
Well, wouldn't you if you were accepted at like a university
weird,
you always wanted to go to?
Shot. Yeah, well, maybe, I don't know.
Or at least not even a university, but any place you've been ever like, oh, I wanted to be accepted in this place. Wouldn't you be like, extremely happy?
That doesn't sound good.
Well, he's hyperventilating, I don't know.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
I mean, he's bleeding. I've heard of,
bleeding
like, you know, tearing up and whatnot, but blood from the eyes, that's a new one.
Red tide.
Jeez, what did, like, you put in your eyes before, man? Did you, like, have...
Red hearing, too.
Did you accidentally, like, fall asleep and you had two lollipops on your eyes and they melted? Now you're pulling out, like, liquid lollipop. Every...
Yeah, that helicopter
doesn't
every
way
great,
and turn, what the heck?
Again, unfinished effect, so...
So that... So this Willis guy, not this Willis guy, but that Willis guy is an actor from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, as you told me.
Yeah.
And then the guy who's running is, I think, on the Flash TV show, the 2014 Flash TV show, who was, like, I think the smoke monster and whatnot. And then this woman is from John Wick. She's also in, what do you call it, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well. Something else that I don't remember. But yeah, so she's just running Disney Store.
Yeah, really weird sped up
effect. Actually, I don't think that was Disney
Again,
Store.
Again, unfinished. It might have looked better.
Is this shaky cam? Actually, no, not much shaky cam. No, oh no, she got hit.
It's just very quick editing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, not great.
Alright, so he's running. He's obviously done something weird or whatever. Well, actually, we don't know if he's done something illegal or not.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, if you're running
unless
from
he just
woman,
pissed off Wonder Woman by saying that she didn't look great or something like
or
that.
Or she, or he tripped her or, like, bumped into her by accident. Alright, never known the last one of truth to be a whip. Alright, why are you stabbing that into somebody?
I always thought she was Indiana Jones with that thing.
Indiana Jones never, like, got somebody by the neck, though. You're supposed to get it. Like, well, I guess
he
you
did.
Can, but...
He got somebody. I can't remember who, but...
Lawyer up. Okay.
What the hell is she stabbing to his neck?
A syringe. She was taking blood out of his body.
I thought she pressed down on the plunger, though.
No, she plunged down like to get like air, to suck air in there or whatever, and then suck out.
Oh. She pressed the air into his blood vein? Isn't that bad?
Maybe. I don't remember. We love you, Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
for what? What did she do? We don't know what this guy did. By the way, why are you looking angry at me?
Opening here doesn't... Again, unfinished, but... pretty poor if they would have stuck with that.
Yeah, but suspect, what did he do?
Listen to someone's voice. Sock down the lasso.
Like every other superhero.
Control, man. No,
she wiretaps?
What is she, Batman and Dark Knight?
Yeah, what is she, Batman? Or in general? What does it say? Industries or innovations? I don't know. Want to comment?
No, Nancy Grace. No.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
I was trying to listen to what she was saying, but... Something about God in heaven.
Wait, not Diana Prince?
I don't think they're going with that in this one.
I don't know, it sucks at me.
The last hole looks weird on her.
You know what? It probably is just a ring. It's actually not like rope. Do you see uniform?
I don't know.
Does it say industries?
Did it just say visual effects missing at the bottom of the screen?
Again.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to
I'm not
to
sure
that.
What the visual effect would have been in that scene, but...
Maybe...
Since she just walked
what,
into a
holographic...
room.
Maybe,
yeah. Maybe things on the video screens.
Hey, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, hey, it's Dr. Phil McGraw.
Didn't know about his last name. I think woman, but whatever.
No, he's like, a woman should be in the kitchen not saving lives.
Really?
Yeah, he sounded like an old sexist there. Yeah, the look, too.
Well, is he supposed to be, it's supposed to be himself. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So why not just stay here? It's your home. As Diana thought. He was calling her a girl. She's at least 30.
Yeah, no. Girl usually means, like, you're still under the age of... The state... The law doesn't see you as an adult yet. So, like, once you're over the...
Well, she's old. People find it patronizing when people do that. But if they, like, call this boys...
I don't care.
The boy doesn't know what he's doing.
I honestly don't care. Like, I'm okay with that. I just would call, like, you know...
I'd be like, hey, just because you're an old man doesn't mean...
A female over 18 I'll call an adult sometimes if they're...
Yeah.
If they actually act like
there's Cary Elwes. Is it the first time we've seen him in this? Oh, no, we saw him in the scene before, right?
Yeah, no, we saw him when we... with the other TV show announcers or TV show hosts.
Yeah.
Or news anchors.
Oh, they're doing Diane Prince.
I told you. By the way, there's three people in this, then. There's... Wonder Woman, there's Diana Themyscira, and then there's Diana Prince.
I guess she's, like, anonymous at her apartment building. So they don't know she's Wonder Woman there.
Are you kidding me?
Because we haven't heard her say it otherwise.
She's not... Oh, yeah, by the way, so she's like Clark Kent, Oliver Queen, and and Bruce Wayne.
She's got the glasses. She's got the...
She's totally got, like, the company.
Do you think she would live in an apartment like that?
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing really relating to her history at all? Just kind of IKEA catalog, like...
Yeah, like, nothing...
Nothing ancient looking.
This doesn't. This woman doesn't scream, "I was born on an island."
No.
"I was born on an island to many women. Or with many women around me. I was basically..."
Yeah, they don't really get to her background at all in this pilot. First time we see a Steve Trevor there.
Yeah. Not in the army, by the way. Working for, I think, the Justice Department.
Yeah, some sort of suit.
There's nobody else.
Some sort of bland, boring guy in a suit.
Yuppie.
No. No, not that kind
of. Yeah, not that.
Those guys aren't so boring.
No. What happened? "I can do a lot of good in this world of yours. Given my abilities, one might think it's unconscionable for me not to do a little good." She speaks like a normal well, I don't know, not normal, but she speaks like she's lived in, you know, American society all her life.
She doesn't quite.
How old is she? Is she actually supposed to look her age, or is she older than she looks? By the way, hello, Notebook. When did that come out? 08 or 06?
Oh, that was... I don't know, was it
2002? Yeah, Live a Scary Industries.
Notebook? I think it was like 2002.
Hi, Etta Candy, by the way. Yeah, so the...
2004.
The woman next to Wonder Woman is supposed to be Etta Candy. I mean, she still has her secretary status, but she's certainly not YouTube. What the heck? Wow.
Whoa, not... cutting edge at the time.
Yeah, cutting edge. We're Hitman.
Oh, here's that mom from earlier.
It's the mama.
What's going on with her?
Etta Candy still being a secretary, though.
She's probably sad about her son dying.
But what was it? How's Willis? Note all the...
Oh, she's not dead.
Note all the Greek,
oh yeah, there it is.
Trophies and paraphernalia behind the background. Still doesn't make it look any more like Greek.
Yeah.
Like, why, how come this, if this is like Themyscira Industries, why is this not like the whole building look like a Greek, not only a museum piece, but why doesn't it look like a Pantheon?
Yeah.
Why doesn't it look like a Colosseum? Why doesn't it look like Greek architecture?
I get the building maybe not looking like it, but at least the interior.
Well, I don't know. I actually wish like the building looked like a...
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. But I get like why they couldn't build their own.
Okay, well, fair enough.
But the inside, they could have.
If it was in a comic book, that could easily be done.
Yeah,
That's simple. In fact, I think Greg...
Well, they could have dressed up the set
I think more. Grant Morrison's Wonder Woman Earth 1 kind of has that look to it as well, where like some of the Amazonian architecture is...
So,
Greek architecture mixed with like modern day stuff. Anyway, yes.
So what's exactly going on in this scene again?
So the woman's talking about confiding to Wonder Woman about her boy,
Her son,
and like they took these supplements or whatever from this woman, and she wants her to look into it.
So that's why she's doing this press conference right here. Wow, she really jumped right to it.
Yeah,
she investigate it all.
Yeah, we don't know whether she did or not, but
we certainly didn't see it or have it hinted at.
Other three names.
Shouldn't she be up for a lawsuit after this?
Who? Kale?
No, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She's coming. Look, I can't even prove it.
Yeah, I can't even prove it. It's like...
I've got no evidence, just...
I mean, you could maybe make an anonymous phone call to the police.
Yeah.
Have them get a search warrant, and then, like, say, we're under... We have a warrant.
Oh, okay, well, she has that at least.
Are you sure?
The guy that she caught in the beginning, she's a test.
Well, they have, okay, but they have a, they do have a...
Yeah, but he could have just been crazy, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Or, again, you could have bumped into her by accident. We don't know.
Thank you.
on the right. She had such a huge smirk on her face.
Okay.
She was like, oh, I'm so happy to be on the screen.
She basically did what Spider-Man should have done. That way he would never have to worry about money bills. Had Spider-Man just,
That woman shouldn't even talk to the press.
Sold like, his rights to toy companies, he would have made billions.
Hmm.
Wait, really? Okay, what? That explains the stupid costume.
She designed her costume so they could make action figures.
That's
stupid.
Pathetic. Say what you will about Batman and Robin. That is low. That is low, dude.
That's just a bizarre reasoning.
That's a stupid reason, if you ask me.
It's an action figure, not a doll.
Didn't you just say action figure, now you're saying doll? Like, make up your mind. I don't care what it is, just, like, make up your mind.
But you don't even know, dude. You've got no evidence.
Yeah!
She's just like, I hate to see another successful woman.
Yeah, you seem to be jealous of her, and you want to do, like, a corporate takeover or something like that.
It's like, oh, I like that dress she's wearing. I wish I had it. Like, I don't get why she's jumping to these conclusions so quickly. Batman would never do that.
Since he's a detective.
And Wonder Woman either, actually.
I mean, she's not stupid. She's pretty smart.
No, I mean, this character isn't her.
Yeah. I mean, in general, Wonder Woman's not the detective type, but she's not stupid.
Yeah, she wouldn't be doing this.
She's more of the... She's the ambassador. She's the diplomat.
Mm.
She's the mediator.
She does what she feels right, but she's more practical, you know? She's not... Oh, like, you know, that thing... No, that's an action figure, not a doll.
The closest thing to her being a detective is the Lasso of Truth.
Oh, wait, looks like she does have a doll in front of her. So I guess they're
doing
different
ones. See, it's right there.
Yeah. Okay, well, fair enough then. My input is that the doll
is insulting. Okay, explain why. What? I never approved of this. You most certainly did.
This is the very prototype. I didn't sign off on it. Then how did it get to this stage, dude?
Yeah.
Don't you run this company? What the fuck are you doing with your time? Amazons are endowed with various... blessings. We are not endowed. These breasts are ridiculous.
How many here think that these reflect my breasts? Hmm? That's sexist.
That man. He's like, I think it is. I don't care about the flow charts. It's my job to care. You should care about my being objectified. Oh boy.
Oh boy. Woman, you don't understand objectification.
Well,
if it hit you in the head.
Whoa. Yeah, I hate this part.
Narcissistic much? It's pretty self-centered.
I think she's being, like, annoyed that she has to live up to that standard, but... But it's the standard that she set for herself by doing all this marketing. So, falls pretty flat.
Yeah, what the f***, man?
I mean, especially if she's the one commissioning the dolls.
If you signed off on that, then what the f***? Do you have a problem with, like, the... Do you have a problem with, like, the body structure of that doll or, the, like, the clothes? Because the clothes can change.
Yeah, change the clothes. Don't make yourself so revealing. If you design the suit yourself. I'm sorry.
Drug results came back on the guy that I ran down last night. You're not going to talk about the press con... or the... business meeting now.
Now you're kind of gonna freak out.
Now you're gonna like you're gonna redirect the conversation to your investigation.
Maybe that kids are involved.
I mean, when's the last time you spoke? They're pretty much older kids. If it was like young children, he was basically becoming an adult.
Yeah.
If it was like a 6-year-old, like,
saying
boy
kid
or girl,
is a little disingenuous.
That's bad. Why aren't you going after, like, human traffickers? You love this man.
Talking about Steve Trevor?
Why'd you leave him? You never told me.
I mean, let's just be honest. In this dress right here, she kind of does reflect that doll. She's got huge breasts. How could, why would she complain about that doll? I mean, if you're complaining about how revealing it was, that's different.
Well, why? What happened with the breakup?
Oh yeah, here we go. More Steve Trevor.
For me to have loved ones or family, you'd be targeted. My enemies of it.
Classic superhero cliche. Yeah. It's not you, it's me. My enemies are gonna, like, attack. Honestly, I don't know many, like, okay, I could be sounding biased, but I don't know many, like, criminals who actually go after family members and people.
No, it's a thing.
Like, I've never known, like, a criminal or serial killer to go after cops. Wives and or husbands or
children. Sure, it happens pretty often.
I mean, and that's the other thing is that police are available, are public knowledge. Like their identity is public.
Well, at the very least, in terms of comics, it seems to happen a lot.
But in real life, though,
yeah, well,
you don't often hear that. So that argument is really stupid.
Well, in comic terms, and this is a comic.
Yeah, but show. I think that comic book cliche is stupid.
And she's not the same as a cop. She's a lot more public.
Oh, she's way more than a cop.
That's what I mean. Like, she's a much bigger public figure.
One, she's not a CEO of a stupid company. Like, that's not her. I'm not saying a woman can't be.
I can see why she might get more villain attention on her than a cop would.
Oh,
especially supervillain wise.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point because. You know, with their, not egos, and not that Wonder Woman has an ego, like the real Wonder Woman doesn't have an ego, but
yeah, well,
certain people are, certain individuals are drawn to these people because...
Yeah, because they've either been caught by them, or they...
Or they can stroke their own egos by,
I mean, like, I'm going to take down
Wonder Woman. Yeah, taking these guys on.
Yeah.
And by the way... You don't have. It's. I'm not saying that, you know, Wonder Woman. Like, there can't be a woman CEO.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to know too many women CEOs in comics or fiction, but
I see quite a bit of them, especially in the '90s.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. But I never would want Wonder Woman to be a CEO. Just that's not her. She's the ambassador. She's the diplomat.
Another business type. Yeah.
She's, as I said, the mediator. She's the peacekeeper. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't make peace with business, but... Or as a CEO, but,
So what was happening in this scene here?
Basically, my cock is bigger than yours.
Oh, see? There we go.
Yeah, my crotch is bigger than yours.
My dress is nicer than yours.
I actually like the blue.
Yeah, it is a nicer dress.
Well, no, I mean, I like the color, the blue color.
I don't like Wonder Woman's dress here. And her hair's nicer, too.
You've been a very bad girl.
Turn around.
I mean, she is acting like a spoiled brat. Let's put it that way.
Wonder Woman?
By the way, funny enough how Carrie Elwes is in this pilot. And then Robin Wright? Is that her name? Robin Wright is in the Wonder Woman movie.
No, I'm not sure. Robin Wright.
Anyway, well. Princess Buttercup, whatever. I find that funny. Isn't she Wonder Woman's aunt? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I never put that together.
I thought she was Wonder Woman's mom, but no, that's a different woman.
Oh, wow.
And Robin Wright
still looks great for her.
Yeah, Robin Wright looks really good for age. I like to see her and Wesley, actually duel.
Carrie Elwes did not age as well as she did, by far.
Yeah, I'd give him a few months.
What? Before his death? What?
No, give him a few months to, like, work out.
Oh, yeah.
What are you?
I was confused for what you meant there.
What are you talking about? Tell him to train for a few months, he might say, yeah.
See, now look at her. She looks just like that doll in this outfit. Maybe it's because
it's
such a push-up
thing. That's the point, though!
Then why was she getting so mad about it? It doesn't make any sense. Where's this guy? Yeah, the terror.
Oh, hey, it's my co-worker from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm the star in this one.
Do yourself well. Will yourself to get better.
Truth, justice, and the American way, right?
Oh, off.
Oh boy.
You. No offense, dude, yeah, but
this,
you.
This isn't the show to be doing.
Your
this.
Mistake, seriously. They this literally said deal. Wonder Woman doesn't work as an ambassador and a keeper of peace. So we're gonna like take Superman and Batman and combine them together.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
You.
I'm sorry, ma'am. My orders are to let nobody.
Oh, this scene's so weird.
No exceptions.
Not even me.
Especially you.
So this cop is actually being very honest. He's being very polite. He's not. He doesn't have an ego. Well, he probably does have an ego, but.
Yeah.
Well, everyone has an ego. But he's very, like.
She threatens him or says that I'll use my body to get my way.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on in that scene?
She threatened him, and then he rip. And then he, like, yells at his. Unless he's just stressed.
Even still.
Yeah, that cop is innocent. He did nothing wrong.
It's Pedro Pascal here.
Very nice guy. I mean, if he's under stress from because of this woman, like the amount of like damage this woman's done to many people, I don't know. Yeah. Here's what I like about this scene, though. Stuff like some of the dialogue from Wonder Woman might be bad, but I like that they kind of they establish her here at least, and that she and the basically the chief or the police cop or the her cop on the force,
this guy here,
basically are well established and they know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been so years. It sounds like they've worked character. Together for years.
Yeah,
which that seems interesting.
What?
Oh boy. Well, this obviously is making him scared.
Yeah, her gauntlet parts there don't look very good on them.
All right, well, there's a torture weapon.
Oh, yeah.
It's, oh, look, it's a noose.
Ooh, it looks so bad.
Again, by all intents and purposes, we have no idea what this guy's done.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, we know that he...
crushed his wrist.
We know that he does have that steroid within yeah. him or whatever.
He's had roid rage in the past.
But we haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
He could be one of the kids.
All we saw was him running away from her.
Yeah.
We don't know why he was being chased.
He could be one of the kids that was tested. Like the innocent kids that was tested.
Well, look, now she's like torturing him. And the cop's like, Jesus, man, we're gonna torturing that guy.
maybe not, I don't know. It's off screen. We have no idea.
Should I go stop her? No.
See why this guy needs a smoke or a good, like, you know, hot, cold one or something like that? Like, even Batman didn't cause this much trouble. Okay, certain ones. Certain art incarnations.
Depends on the Batman.
Oh yeah, by the way, great way for an invisible jet.
Yeah, the invisible jet was always kind of a dumb...
A low altitude flying vehicle. Or aeroplane.
Yeah.
General
Copter. Yeah, dude, you don't be torturing people for information. What the hell?
By the way, Wonder Woman, you're being
the George Bush administration?
what, the cop or the... Or
no, sorry, the torturing to get there. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they have a choice. There's truth to that, though. You can't, like...
Yeah, no, it doesn't
you can't, matter. You can't...
Because people say anything under... The
yeah.
Threat of the pain.
Yeah, you can and or threat. Arm, you
yeah.
can't take yeah, you can't take a word for granted. You have to be objective. And by the way, Wonder Woman's very emotionally charged. She's using emotionally charged language and
yeah, you know what the fuck? Why was she torturing people? Why didn't she just use the last will of truth?
I don't know why. It's not like you can't compel anybody to tell the truth, which even then people might say, oh, well, that's also like
she probably just enjoys it. She probably just enjoys.
Oh well, it's probably a fetish thing for her.
Yeah,
it's the worst thing about it's. She makes, you know, BDSM individuals, like, she gives them a bad name.
Yeah.
And those people actually...
They clear the room when she
those people
in.
Are nice people. Those people aren't terrible people. They understand
yeah,
consent. Anyway.
I have to watch Videodrome.
Not the, well, the guys at the guys and gals at the Pride Parade are
oh, yeah, here's
pretty
this
nice.
Guy.
It's the state senator.
Oh, that's not my phone. There's something else I've seen him in that I can't place.
He looks like the guy from Aliens. Like, you know, older, obviously.
I don't know about that.
Again, why is she in L.A., by the way? L.A. is where Coastal City is, and in my head, freaking Star City is up in Washington. Wonder Woman's a D.C. guy. Gal. Sorry, gal. And literally, not, you know, D.C. comics, but...
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, he just said...
With her being an ambassador, too. Oh, I guess she's not this, but...
He just said how she's not human. So basically, she's told everybody she's a clay life form.
Yeah, well, we don't know what they're going with in this one.
Okay. I mean, again, this is certainly a...
Oh, he was the dad in Richie Rich, too. Yeah, I can definitely see that. You saw that, right?
By the way, she said double wars.
Yep,
that,
yep.
That's aged.
More Bush administration stuff. Maybe that's why they put the torture in there.
Wait a minute, why is this Bush administration stuff when it's 2011?
Well, you know, continue on. Yeah, okay, fair enough. He left behind.
By the way, this
a lot of people would say that Obama was the third term for Bush.
Yeah, this... It's funny that this is aired in, like, you know, April, like, of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Was it April or May when Bin Laden died?
Not May.
Yeah, okay. I remember when, it was.
Mm-hmm.
And people will get offended by this, but everyone was celebrating, and I was like, yeah, he's not dead.
I just thought the celebrating part was kind of weird. I mean, like, maybe would have been good to, you know, capture him, get some information from him, or now just execute him.
I don't want to see that. What did you think of you? What did you think you could do when you were younger, Senator? I mean, is this Senator
starring Richie Rich, perhaps?
No, this Senator kind of has a good point. Like, she is causing a lot of damage, and you know, she's doing some illegal stuff. Maybe not collateral damage, but she's doing a lot of illegal stuff.
She don't give no fucks. She just wants to wipe everybody out.
The difference between this Wonder Woman and, like, Batman, also the incarnation of Batman. Batman's not showing himself like I'm Bruce Wayne. I mean, you can say, well, what about Tony Stark from MCU?
Well, he was very, you know.
No, but I mean, like, him doing, like, illegal activities, because. We're not talking about collateral damage here. She's not doing really much collateral damage. Again, that's also because this is a TV show.
I mean, there was a little bit in the beginning with that car chase stuff.
But, again, in comparison to, like, Batman v Superman, which none of those...
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Then again, none of that, and even in Wonder Woman, not much of the collateral damage is her fault.
No, not in that.
Plus, some of the collateral damage in Wonder Woman at the end is kind of intentional because, like, she needs to destroy some of the stuff.
Yeah, and plus it's not really collateral, it's during wartime.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Different sort of thing entirely.
But in the difference between her, Batman, and Superman, like, this, and then
this
Batman and Superman,
yeah.
Is that, well, Superman does, might do some illegal stuff per se. He'll always, like, there's a justification for it, and or,
Superman more follows moral law.
Yeah, and he rarely does anything illegal. Batman, while he does do illegal stuff... He gathers evidence.
Oh, I like to add police because there was no.
Again, ignore that. That's for post production.
Unfinished effects. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, that shouldn't be criticized or whatnot.
Exactly.
But yeah, Batman when he interrogates, he goes over the law. He goes against the law.
Yeah, he goes over the line, definitely.
But he does have evidence.
He doesn't have a fucking lasso of truth either.
I mean, he does He does brand people in Batman v Superman.
Yeah,
but
well,
in the end,
he does
have justifications for his actions.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well,
branding
so,
people was not
really... No, and actual
yeah,
Batman.
Yeah.
Not that, actual not Batman v Superman. That's just crazy, Steve.
That's,
oh, by the way,
that's this kind of Batman.
This should have been the DC Extended Universe Wonder Woman instead of what we got with Gal, because Gal and her Wonder Woman should be in a totally different universe.
Yeah.
Because it actually makes sense. And she's actually Wonder Woman. By the way, this is not Wonder Woman nor Diana Prince. This is Crazy Susan. Who, how did you put it? Wonder Woman had just come off of battling Ares. And she was basically crawling. She was, like, exhausted and whatnot. And she was going to, like, she was near the steps of a business place or whatever. And, a business building. And then all of a sudden this crazy woman, like, comes up to her.
Yeah.
And then, as you put it, like, execution style, shoots her in the face and then takes the name for herself. So this
Look
is great.
These guys' outfits, man.
This is Crazy Susan, who has no pants. At one point, she was wearing pants. Now she's wearing a leotard, I think.
These guys aren't wearing pants either.
Or a Speedo. I don't know what that is.
No, sadly not Speedos. But
No, her. Those are athlete shorts. Wait, those are weightlifter shorts. There's that whip again.
There we go.
Looks like a...
please ignore the obvious...
cables.
Yeah,
again,
cables and wires.
As bad as like these games, like distracting as they might be, it's fine. It's nothing.
Yeah, but I think the action is just poorly done either way.
So why
and
is
the
it
music
that
too? The music's pretty bad. Too.
Why is it that Wonder Woman has to be afraid of a punch from a pipe or strike from a pipe or whatever, a sledgehammer, which she just clearly kicked a shipping container to another shipping container.
Yeah.
If she's that strong, she's that dense, and real Wonder Woman can survive a punch from multiple punches from Superman. And then these music.
Actually, if they kept up this level of action for the show, it wouldn't have been bad.
It's pretty good. It's actually not bad choreography.
Yeah, maybe the editing.
Although
the
that's a weird better. That. Actually, that jump might be a reference to Linda Hamilton or Linda Hamilton. Linda Carter.
Yeah, Linda Carter. I'm not too sure. I haven't watched any of that.
By the way, yeah, this music is totally out of place as, you know, Wonder Woman's music from Batman v Superman, but then her theme makes total sense.
Redemption and the regular Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, no, it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so good that she's using the bracelets against the cop or the security guard. Fine, fair enough, that's fine.
Yeah. Now good that she's committing homicide here.
Oh, yeah, no, putting a pipe through a security guard's throat because...
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to see the guts start pulling out.
Oh, yeah, no, I wanted to see, like, his Adam's apple come out.
Yeah, his drip out of the end of the pipe. And
yeah, his windpipe to, his windpipe
yeah,
bones to come
so
out
slowly
cartilage, I guess.
Look at this.
Which one?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah, you murdered my security team.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she murdered all the guys back there. I mean, well, then again, her fist should be breaking bones. Because if she can, like, lift 100 tons, 100 tons of force, like, on your neck is gonna, or from a punch, might kill you. No matter how super soldier you are.
I'm surprised that Wonder Woman didn't just kill her there.
Well, she's already gonna have back problems, because she clearly, like, broke
she must
the,
have broke something.
She put her into the wall, and you
but
can obviously see the
like,
wall breaking.
Yeah.
With the plastering and stuff, but then again, some plaster is weaker than most,
true.
So...
Especially on a set like
and
that.
It, most, and it... You're not supposed to know that. This is in-universe.
Yeah. Ooh, what happened to these guys? The rejects.
What is this, Titan from Batman Arkham?
They look like those mutant guys who got, remember that guy got hit in RoboCop?
Oh, yeah.
They all melted.
Oh, yeah. The mutants.
This is their cousins.
The quick mutation of his, alteration of his skin. I can see his the prosthetic there.
Yeah.
Which fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Again, probably I don't know if there was a remove
Should have said at the bottom of the screen remove this shot.
Or at least fix in post production.
Yeah.
Or fix
look, they arrested Veronica Kale? Why? What'd they arrest her for?
Well then again they did find out that yes she was like targeting other.
Oh, because she was doing human experiments.
Yeah, she was doing human experimentation. Yeah. Illegal human experimentation.
Yeah, exactly. So they got her on something. Oh, this. I hate this. Oh. She looks like she's going to cry in gratitude. It's just the last day of filming for this episode.
We're all done with this! Yay! We don't have to be on the set anymore! Oh my goodness. We love you, Wonder Woman.
Thank God we're done.
This is not Wonder Woman. This is Crazy Susan.
Please don't pick this show up. We don't want to come back.
Yeah. You okay? Fine. By the way, if these people have to go back to work, isn't this like 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
What company is still up at 9 o'clock at night? I mean...
Wonder Woman's just a slave driver.
Oh,
she
golly.
She's working 24 hours.
Oh, golly. That's terrible.
She works until they fall, then she fires and brings someone else in.
Oh my word, that's terrible.
Also, I hate to say it, but the lawyer from the Justice Department.
The lawyer?
See, I don't know whether Cary Elwes is doing like a normal American accent, he's doing like a Texas accent. or he's doing a English accent. Or just
English slipping into his American accent every now and
then. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Remember him in Twister?
No, I do not. I have not seen that movie in 10 years.
Oh, hey, Steve! Doesn't he...
This music is completely from Lost.
I don't understand.
Doesn't he look like Rachel McAdams' brother or sibling? I don't know, he has a similar facial structure to hers.
Maybe that's why they include The Notebook.
Yeah, which is, you know, I bring that up because, you know, they show The Notebook.
I really wonder if this was just a sampling of, like...
Let's go on.
They just picked up
maybe that's it. Maybe some of the stuff was, again, sample music and they would change it in, like, this... In the show, because...
Yeah, because this is 100% from Lost.
You don't film... You don't film a scene or something with music in the background. That's all post-production stuff.
Yeah.
You look... Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
So do you. So...
Well, that's completely like illegal.
What
you can't if somebody's, as you said, if somebody's involved with somebody else, you know, in a way, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, verbally, or whatever, like, you know.
If you know anybody socially who used to date the person that is going to be a
if I was a criminal and you were a cop, you would not be assigned to my case because we're friends. Or
like a defense lawyer against
you can't do that.
Yeah, this guy does really look like Rachel McAdams.
Male, like
male, the male Rachel. Counterpart.
Yeah. McAdams. McAdams, excuse me.
You flew all the way out from New York for that.
I think down or across.
I actually got transferred here.
Okay, wait a minute.
6 months ago.
There are...
And I've been meaning to call you, but...
Wait a second.
You better run. She's going to kill him. She's pissed.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's going to... Wait, she's going to kill him.
Yeah.
No. Because like, he... Been...
I can see her fuming with rage.
She's still a little raw for me. No.
Seemed to have landed on her feet.
So she broke up with him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Well, and heaven forbid that. Oh, by the way, he has a ring.
What? They married?
Oh, I got
married.
He got married?
He got married!
Congratulations.
How long's it been? A couple months?
No, it's been like years, maybe.
And he was... Yeah, she should have thought it's weird that he was still feeling raw about it then.
She's really, you would really like her.
Is she wonderful? Is she a wonderful woman? Probably more wonderful than this woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not dating a guy named Clark. Or a guy named Bruce. Or a guy named Hal. Or a guy named John. Or a guy named Arthur. Or a young guy named Barry.
He's like, what the hell are you talking about? Stop listing out these names.
Sorry, these names come into my head sometimes.
Just great on people.
Get away from me! Your touch is acidic to me. Gives me hives.
Look, she's like pushing right to the ground. It's like, oh,
that is not how you pet a cat.
You hurt me.
That is not how you pet a cat. You make me allergic. I'm allergic to you. You gave me cooties.
Let me out, please. I gotta get out of here. Keep crushing me every time.
You narcissistic high horse woman.
Oh boy.
Single.
Marshall friends. Sylvester
likes martial arts. CEO and similar crap.
This is so dumb.
Woe is me for being so lonely. I don't have any friends. The world sucks. The world should all notice me. Everybody should be my friend. I'm the best person in the world.
I've never felt more bad for anyone in my life.
Really?
Yes.
I'm gonna drink myself away, my sorrows away. By the way, Captain America is like... His immune system can, like, counteract alcohols. Mm. Why can't hers do that anyway? When were they didn't show credits?
Maybe they just hadn't produced them yet.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know, they've got... If they did it this far, I don't see why they wouldn't,
Well, it seems like this was maybe something they would just show to, like, producers.
Well, they did,
like,
yeah.
Hey, pick this up or not.
Coming up, watch full Wonder Woman 2017 movie.
So online. I guess they probably wouldn't bother including the...
We're not watching and that.
No, yeah.
When we do our review for that movie, it's going to be legally.
Yeah.
We're going to both...
Legally purchased Wonder Woman.
Not oh, yeah, and I'm going to be I'm going to be purchasing the Wonder Woman movie when it comes out.
Yeah, yeah, no, pretty good movie, yeah. Definitely going to be buying that Steeler from Best Buy, though.
I think it's out of stock.
No, I checked today. It is in stock.
Oh, very nice.
I just don't want to pay for the 4K.
Oh, like, yeah. Extra, oh, first world problems.
Well, you know, when it used to be like $30, now it's $45. I don't want to pay for that extra bit for 4K.
Well, at least I got Civil War for $35.
Yeah. Well, so that was that pilot.
That was... Then again, to be fair, this was, like, Wonder Woman, I don't want to say fair, but to some perspective, like, this was the first, this was, like, the first television portrayal of Wonder Woman in, the 21st century. Yeah, she wasn't ever on Smallville, you know, it was since the 70s with Linda Carter, which is way better than that. While it had some cheesy stuff, it wasn't, like... She was always like a purveyor of truth, justice, and the American way.
Oh boy, yeah.
In a good way, I mean. And it had, I remember one of the episodes had Hitler in it. Like they brought Hitler back to life. Like a bunch of neo Nazis came and brought Hitler back to life.
Did
somehow.
They bring back like Hitler's brain, like that old movie?
I have no idea.
Boy.
I have no idea. If anybody,
that sounds great.
If anybody wants to watch a like better review than ours or something that goes a little more in depth. Watch the Geekvolution one. Watch the
what are they doing for this?
Watch the Atop the Fourth Wall one. Watch FF Debris review for this. They're all way better, and they actually have more to say.
This isn't really a review. We're just kind of watching.
Yeah, we're watching it, and I mean, they were doing that as well. Well, I know Atop the Fourth Wall. He was doing it with two other guys, and they were going nuts on it. No, it was a Nash review, I think. But it had Lynn Carr on there. But yeah, so those are much better. Go watch those. I recommend you go watch them. They have way more to say, and I think they're way more funny than we are.
Sure. Yeah.
Because we're not funny. But anyway, hope you enjoyed it. And if any of you are writers or who want to be into television writing and whatnot, that's not how you write a pilot.
Yeah, watch this as a how not to write.
Yeah, how not to write.
Take notes on what Take not notes. To write in your show.
Yeah. although. I'll just say this, never said, like, I'm a strong, independent woman.
No, yeah. But they were pushing in weird other directions that were unneeded and a little bit.
They actually made a woman sexist on women.
Yeah, a little bit.
Surprisingly. I am not objectifying myself.
Yeah. Sure. Well, that's that, then.
Yeah, that's that. So, anyway, folks,
yeah.
Have a good night or good morning.
Or good afternoon.
Yep, good afternoon, good time in space, whatever.
Yep.
Take care.
Good times, great beer.
Love you all. Peace out.